keeping the practice simple, we can simply meet, receive whatever is happening. We don't need to change experience in order to be aware. Of course, there are times when whatever is arising is stronger than our capacity to be aware. And in that case, we may need to shift our attention to something a little more neutral. But there are so many assumptions that we have about various states of mind, about certain experiences, believing that it's not possible to be aware in those times or states. Spaciness, for example, of our very definition of spaciness is that we're checked out, but there's a state of the mind that is kind of receded from sense impressions, we could say. The state of the mind in spaciness is a state that can, that awareness can meet. And that state where the mind has receded from sense impression, it actually can be fairly relaxed, spacious. But if we have the idea that mindfulness, being mindful, means being aware of the sense experience that's happening around us, we may miss this possibility to be aware of the state. Of being pulled back from sense experience. Sleepiness, another state like this. Or sometimes, especially with this form of practice, the mind at times in the, maybe in the more daily life activity areas of our practice, experience just feels so ordinary. And we might have the view, well, it feels too ordinary. This can't be practice. This can't be mindfulness. So check the awareness. Are you aware that experience is ordinary feeling? Come back to, am I aware? Is there awareness? Over and over again. This exploration around kind of noticing whether the mind has beliefs or is trying to shift the state in order to be sort of better mindful or something like that. And this will support a deeper kind of continuity to just simply be aware of whatever this is. another kind of state in the mind that I have noticed in my own experience, that there's a kind of a preference to kind of shift away from is thinking. I've noticed at times the mind trying to put itself into a meditative state, for me at least, means a state of a subtle suppression of thought, kind of like, you know, putting the lid on thoughts or something. Changing what's happening in order to be aware, as opposed to, well, what's wrong with this state? There's some thoughts coming. Yes, and awareness can know that. The mind that is thinking is a big assumption. There's often a lot of assumptions that if we're thinking, we can't be mindful. And so this is one of the big areas to kind of be curious about when thinking's happening in the mind. Can we know there's thinking happening in the mind? Yes, we can. It is possible. And that's kind of the simplest exploration of it, is just, oh, this is thinking. Sometimes Sayadaw says, can you know a thought is just a thought? Know a thought as a thought in the present moment. Sometimes when we recognize that, oh, this is a thought, and sometimes the thought will disappear. But not always. And sometimes it disappears because of a kind of a, almost a forcefulness of the way we look at the thought. Instead of receiving the thought, we're aiming at the thought. It's that very aiming almost that will kind of pop the thought. But there is a way of knowing thought as another object, just another object that's being received. A couple of ways to explore that. And just to say the value of this for continuity is enormous, because we have to think to navigate our lives. Sometimes those thoughts are very quiet and subtle, sometimes more obvious. But thinking is a part of the human experience and is a part of how this human system has been designed to take care of itself. The thoughts, the possibility of thinking has evolved in order for us to take care of ourselves. So it's kind of a neutral thing. It can be supporting us to take care of ourselves and our families, and it can also be in the, thoughts can be in the service of greed, aversion, and delusion. Thoughts can be in the service of liberation. So thoughts themselves aren't the problem. And it is possible to be aware while thinking. And in the daily activities, this cultivating this capacity in particular. Now, when we're sitting, we have much more luxury to kind of attend to thoughts more in a, not in terms of their content. We can attend to them more as process. These thoughts are arising and they're images in the mind, or it's just a thought and it's coming and going. We kind of pull back, we can pull back from the content and pay attention to other aspects of the thought. How it's appearing in the mind, what kind of emotions it's conditioning in the body, for instance. And so we don't have to pay attention to the actual content of the thought in the sitting practice. In the daily life, then, it can be useful to learn how to navigate being aware of the content because the content is often a piece of how we're navigating our lives. So if we simply think of being aware of thoughts as pulling back from the content into being aware of how, you know, the emotions or the feelings, the bodily sensations that accompany the thought, then that's not going to be a way necessarily to navigate being aware of thoughts in daily life. The content is important often in daily life, and the content is often where we get lost. Content's where we get stuck. And so learning some ways or learning how to be aware of content with mindfulness. With being aware of content with mindfulness, there can be a sense of understanding. This thought is useful, this thought is extraneous, this thought is motivated by greed, aversion, delusion. Maybe this one can be set aside. The Buddha had instructions about that, just noticing first, you know, is this thought a useful thought? Is it a thought that's onward leading? Is it a thought that furthers my living, my life in a skillful way, or not? A useful, kind of simple tool, because all of that sounds kind of complicated in a way. But, you know, for me, I try to come back to what's simple, what's easy in the practice, and kind of the question or the curiosity I have around thought is, here's this thought, and how's it affecting the system? So holding both the content and the effect that it has. It's kind of, sometimes Sayadaw talks about 50-50 mindfulness in our daily lives, 50% of the attention on what's happening, on the content of what's happening, 50% of the attention on how it's affecting us. So this is a broader kind of awareness. I think this is another area that we tend to have ideas or views about mindfulness and being aware. We tend to think of mindfulness as taking in one thing at a time, like either the content of a thought or some sensation in our body. But mindfulness can be a focused lens, it can be a micro lens, or it can also be a wide-angle lens. It can take in many things. And so that's kind of more the stepping back of this thought, and this is how I am with the thought. So noticing how this content affects this being. We can be aware of this while it's happening, this kind of curiosity about how does this thinking affect experience. It can be there while thinking is going on. We can be curious about that while thinking is happening. But the first ways and times that we might get to taste that kind of mindfulness is when we return from, when we wake up. We wake up into thinking. Rather than thinking, oh, I better stop thinking and get back to the mindfulness, we have woken up into thinking. Mindfulness is already in the thinking in that moment. And the question there, I mean, like, especially after we've been lost for a little while, I think I mentioned this the other day briefly, after we've been lost for a few minutes, or even a few seconds, even if it's like 30 seconds, it's amazing how far the mind can go, like my story yesterday. You know, the thinking process is a conditioning process in our system. Thoughts affect us, condition us. That's essentially what we're exploring, the conditioning nature of thoughts when we ask that question. How is this thought affect? How is thinking affecting the system? And when the mind has been wandering for a little while, you know, 30 seconds or so, there's been an opportunity for that thinking to construct something in our system. And so what is that? How has this thinking process affected the system? If we try to skip over that and get back to what we think of, we should be mindful, what we should think we should be being mindful of, we are probably missing a whole like terrain of experience that if we're not attending to, it may be kind of like going into the attitude in our background of our mind and then affecting how we are receiving experience. And so when we kind of come back from thinking, this is another opportunity, when we wake up into thinking, when mindfulness returns, awareness is back, what's in that moment, what's here in that moment, what is the effect, what has been the effect of that last few moments of thinking on this experience here and now. And that will support and begin to cultivate this capacity that we do have to be aware while thinking. It's time to stop this morning for this session.